Sexton, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Rocket Mortgage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. The crisis at the southern border has made it all the way to the Supreme Court. Chief Justice John Roberts has stayed Title 42, the COVID-era policy set to expire at midnight. It's allowed immigration officials to turn back asylum seekers. Correspondent Omar Villafranca is in El Paso.
Do you worry that this city and this county will reach a breaking point?
Well, I don't know if there's such a thing as a breaking point because you have no choice.
Judge Ricardo Samaniego is the top elected official in El Paso County. He says El Pasoans are doing their best to feed, clothe, and bus hundreds of migrants every day to cities like Phoenix, San Antonio, and New York.
Biden administration has until 5 p.m. Eastern to respond to Justice Roberts' stay. All eyes are on the Department of Justice a day after January 6th investigators recommended criminal charges against former President Trump, former DOJ prosecutor Joe Moreno.
The department, to its credit, will, I have no doubt, administer justice without fear or favor. They will say, we look at the facts, we look at the law, and we'll decide at the right time if charges are appropriate.
A congressional committee votes today on whether to make Mr. Trump's tax returns public. A giant winter storm is brewing in the Midwest this holiday week. Meteorologist Craig Allen with our affiliate WCBS.
Winter storm watches already cover the upper Mississippi Valley into the Great Lakes region. Winter storm warnings go all the way on back into the northern sections of the Rockies. And this will be accompanied by bitterly cold, life-threatening temperatures.
Every major U.S. airline is letting passengers in the snow zone change flights for free. As for air traffic, Karen Pride with Chicago's Department of Aviation.
The airlines are projecting that the busiest day at O'Hare is going to be on Thursday. Those travel numbers are up by almost 5%.
Tensions are high in the Koreas, with Pyongyang threatening more military action over American might. Correspondent Cammie McCormick.
The U.S. flew B-52 bombers and advanced stealth fighter jets over the region in joint drills with South Korea. The F-22s were deployed for the first time in 4 years there. The drills came as North Korea claimed to have launched a test satellite that could be used to develop a military satellite. It's already fired a record number of missiles this year.
Guess who's not crazy about Netflix cheaper service with ads?
You look a little pale.
Please excuse Wednesday. She's allergic to color.
The answer is just about everyone. Wall Street Journal reports it accounted for just 9% of new signups last month. S&P and Dow futures down 8. This is CBS News.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage. Whether you're looking to purchase a new home or refinance yours, Rocket Mortgage can help you get there. For home loan solutions that fit your life, Rocket.
The Shaw 101 FM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media, I'm Terry Bell with this news. The Humane Society of Wisconsin is looking for donations, fosters, and forever homes after taking in 32 dogs rescued from large-scale commercial breeders in the southern United States. The dogs are now at shelters in Green Bay and Milwaukee. Some could be available for adoption as early as this week. A preschooler in Milwaukee is dead and two adults are in jail. Officials say 4-year-old Kalia King was brought to the hospital for injuries and later died. Police say a woman and a man were arrested. Family members say they were the girl's babysitter and her boyfriend. In sports, the Green Bay Packers keep their slim playoff hopes alive. They beat the Rams last night 24-12. The Bucks beat New Orleans 128-119. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK, 540 AM.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Join Max Inc. Radio this New Year's Eve as we present live at thespaceship.tv. Max Inc. Radio will broadcast live from the spaceship.tv studios 6 p.m. to midnight, plus live performances from the Civil Engineers. Linda and the Zeros. Porky's Groove Machine.
Who's there? The Spice Girls. Muy caliente. Oh, they're not hitting.
Live streaming video at thespaceship.tv and live on this Civic Media station. Let's party New Year's Eve starting at 6 p.m. live from thespaceship.tv. Happy New Year's from Civic Media and Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
A progressive voice from Beaver Dam to Kenosha. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
The Earl Ingram Show is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy.
Show as always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, Connor, man, there's so many things that I just don't know, man. And I've never been one who thought I knew a lot, man, because it's just too much to know. But in this instance, I thought I was absolutely 100% correct in my assessment. Last week, do you remember when the Donald Trump trading cards came out?
Oh, yeah. I remember those. Weren't you going to get me some?
And all of us laughed and we snickered and we said, oh, man, ain't nobody going to buy that. They sold out in one day. 99 dollars each. They sold out in one day.
Like, who would buy that?
Hey,
who would buy that?
Enough people that they sold out in one day. Here's what that tells me. Donald Trump is right that he has mind control over an awful lot of people in this nation. Because how else? Did you see the cards, Connor?
Yeah.
Who would buy that for $99 a piece?
It literally looks like you just took a picture of Superman and photoshopped his face on it. Like,
yes.
He literally spent an afternoon with a graphic designer and said, let's just sell this for $100. We need to pay some back rent or something.
So who would, in their right mind, and you have to add the caveat, in their right mind, buy those? It was clearly junk. I mean, there was no quality. There was no oversight. It was just, you know, Trump sitting around and saying, hey, you know, P.T. Barnum said it a long time ago, there's a sucker born every second. And Donald Trump sat around and said, hey, I got an idea. I got suckers out here who will follow me off the cliff. Hey, I know what I'll do. I'm going to test this theory. Let's see how much the people really love me. And he came up with this, what his own followers said was one of the craziest ideas. Even they were laughing at him. In one day, they sold him out. And I bet you one or two in this audience purchase some of them, you know.
I don't know.
Hey, man, Listen, man. What, you know what that says to me? That says to me just how dangerous this man really is. That he has that kind of mind control over people who've given up their ability to think. Anybody who would buy that junk either has more money than they should be allowed to have, or they just have lost control of their own thinking. Listen to what was said, you know, when this first came out last week by some of the folk who even, you know, have been avid Trump supporters. Former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn. Now, let's go to this first. Despite the project's apparent popularity among his followers, some Trump allies spoke out against the venture, like his former advisor Steve Bannon, who said on the podcast the Trump staff behind the decision ought to be fired. This is his right-hand boy, man. This was his, the cat man who was willing to bleed for Trump, to fall on the sword for Trump. And he did fall on the sword for Trump several times. But when he saw those cards, he said, come on, man. Come on, man. What is that? Mike Flynn, former general, Trump's former national security advisor, Michael Flynn agreed with Bannon, saying on the online stream that whoever advised him on that, I'd fire them immediately. Even Tim Gornette, a far-right internet personality who goes by the name Baked Alaska online and pleaded guilty to storming the Capitol on January 6th, tweeted, I can't believe I'm going to jail for an NFT salesman. Listen. They bought it out in one day. Man, that tells me just how dangerous these people are. The fact that they have lost common sense, all common sense, that they would be willing to fork over that kind of money, and which is really peanuts for Trump. So he picked up a cool $4.4 million. He claims to be a billionaire. What is $4.4 million? But what he was doing was testing the waters to see if he still had mind control over the people who you know, made the decision to go ahead and buy these trinkets. That's all it was. Testing to see if he still had it. And you know what? He still does. For over 30 or 35% of the population still will walk off the cliff for this man. And I don't know why. I don't know why anybody would give up their ability, their reason to think for a man who's a thug and a criminal. That's who he is. It doesn't matter whether he puts on a blue suit and a red tie. Still Donald Trump. His record is checkered at best. Look, you know, we just saw the end of, you know, this last year and a half of testimony clearly pointing out that Donald Trump is a crook, a thug, all of those things. That's the testimony we got from the people who supported him. That's who were the people who were interviewed during the last year and a half, you know, dealing with what took place at on January 6th. The people they interviewed were all his people. And they all clearly pointed to the fact that Donald Trump knew all of this was going on. He orchestrated it. If that doesn't make him a thug and a criminal, you know, I don't, you know, you're one of the people who bought the cards. Because you can't separate yourself from somebody who really is a menace. That's who Donald Trump is. That's who he's always been. And you can't separate yourself from him. You know, his response to all of this is, they're going to make my people more angry. My people. My people. And what is wrong with you? I don't understand that at all. All of these different things that anybody with a modicum of reason would say makes no sense whatsoever. That people give up their ability to think for themselves to somebody else, and somebody who's not even worthy of your worshiping. It's clear now. These people worship that man. He knows it. He walks around, struts around like a peacock. I got him. These are my people. You know, my people. You know, when I think about the term my people, you know, I think about the Creator. If my people are called by my name, will humble themselves and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from you. I mean, my people. Donald Trump, my people. And I don't know. I really don't know. I'm trying to understand. But maybe you guys are so into this, you can't get out. And I got to believe that's what's behind all of it. Maybe early on it was fun. You would go to the Trump events. Then you would hang out. And I saw, you know, what you do and what you did there, because as I stated, I was at one of them. And it was, you know, camaraderie, and it was like going to the football game, you know, or, you know, tailgating. But I don't know how you're caught up in a cult. And you don't even know you're in a cult. Because literally, that's what you're in. Those of you who support Donald Trump, you've got a disorder. Symptoms of America's profound disorder. That's what you are. That's what you have. And you're not even aware that you have it. Listen, we've got to go to a break. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. I'll prove it when I get back. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
A silent night, a star above, a blessed gift of hope and love. May this be a Christmas for you and yours from Mia's Bring in any non-perishables all month long and receive a voucher for Mia's on Clinton Street, delicious home-style Italian. Magellan's, best pizza and craft beers in town, 54 of them on tap. Art and Framing 123 in downtown Waukesha. Come in and meet Dan, the Friday Night Live artist. And Mary Jane's, all things hemp.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which is audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
Weather in a Moment brought to you by Wishkosh, providing technical assistance to workers, help with OSHA contract language, referrals to legal and health professionals, and assistance on safety and health. Call 414-870-3060. That's 414-870-3060.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. A winter storm watch begins at 6 a.m. Thursday morning and continues until 6 a.m. Saturday morning. Mainly sunny skies this afternoon with a chance of flurries. High of 25. Northwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. 4 above tonight, partly cloudy skies. A dusting of snow today with another 5 to 10 inches tomorrow night through Thursday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 25 degrees.
WAUK 540 AM. New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Yeah, it is absolutely 100% correct that the Trumpites and the MAGA folk are a cult. And the symptoms of America's profound disorder. You know, if you were one of the people who bought out Donald Trump's cards, man, you think that's a normal kind of person who is, you know, in control of their faculties? I mean, what they bought was just garbage. It has no value. Who wants to see Donald Trump's head on a superhero body and somehow you think that's worth $100? You think there's something wrong when your mind reacts in that manner. Yet, he tested the waters to see if he still had control, mind control over his minions. And the answer is a resounding yes. Look, let's go to Julie from Franklin. Good morning. Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Good morning. Happy holidays.
You too.
You're okay. First of all, you have a great radio voice.
Thank you.
I grew up in the Midwest. My son lives up here in the Milwaukee area now, and I've been down in Florida for the last 6 years taking care of my parents. And so when I come up here to visit, I listen to you and I enjoy your show.
Well, thank you. I'm honored.
So I think I don't get, first of all, I don't think people that voted for Trump voted for Trump. Like, I think we voted for the policies of the Republican Party. And Trump is just one person. Like, I don't think a lot of people would say I voted for Hillary because I just love Hillary Clinton. She's the best thing ever. I don't think the car, I didn't know he was selling cards until I listened to your show. So that's what I'm talking. So hear me out, because I think in one respect, he's a businessman. I think he just sold out his cards because, for one, people buy him as a joke, even the people that vote for him. We think Trump is a buffoon. We think he talks like a buffoon. But when at the time that he was running for president and got elected, by a slim margin, the people that voted for him, 95% of them are hardworking Americans that just want their life and their children's life to be better. They're not racist. They love this country. And the policies that he instilled, if you looked up everything that Trump did when he was in office, which most people don't, like black universities do not have to every year apply for government loan and aid anymore. Trump changed that to every 10 years. And nobody knows that. So that's just one example. But anyway, my point is, I think the hatred of Trump, it is so much more relevant. Like, I think the Democratic Party and the people that didn't vote for Trump, they talk about Trump more than the people that did vote for him. In fact, most people that voted for Trump won't tell you they did because they're embarrassed of him. But we're not embarrassed of the policies of that party. And it, and I don't know if I'm explaining it right or not. It just seems like we just want to keep this battle and call each other, you know, ignorant or stupid. And when I'm out or around people and down in Florida and up here, black, white, whatever race you are, people are getting along, living together, nice to each other. I know there's examples of, you know, hatred, but it's not the majority of what goes on in this country. This is a great country. And I think we're giving way too much power and time. We spend so much time talking about these people who run for office. They're politicians or they're business or they're lawyers. Most of them are lawyers. And they're not like, we put them on this pedestal and they don't deserve to be on a pedestal. Hillary and Bill Clinton are about as criminal as they come. And Joe Biden and Hunter Biden and his family will find out. I'm not saying if Joe Biden was making decisions and policy changes that were helping the average American, I'd be all for him. And I might vote for him if Trump ran again, if I felt like my life was better now. So I don't know if I'm explaining it right.
Yeah, Julie.
I like listening to you because I like to get different perspectives.
But so, Julie, thank you, number one, for listening. And number two, I really, can you hang on a second? Because I got to go to a quick break because I want to respond to you. Can you hang on a second, please?
Okay. Yeah,
all right, got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. We'll be right back.
WAUK 540 AM, Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief. The Supreme Court's Chief Justice has stayed the COVID-era border policy set to expire at midnight. It leaves food banks and churches in places like El Paso struggling to keep up with a massive influx of migrants. Cesar Jara manages a church kitchen there.
They are coming and they need some attention, some food, and you know the weather right now is very cold.
A congressional committee votes today on making former President Trump's tax returns public. CBS's Christopher Cruz.
Trump was the the first presidential candidate in decades who didn't release his tax returns during either of his campaigns for president or while he was in office.
Major U.S. airlines are allowing passengers to change flights for free this busy holiday week ahead of a major snowstorm in the Midwest. Advice from Karen Pride with the Chicago Department of Aviation.
Get here 2 hours in advance of a domestic flight and 3 hours in advance of an international flight.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
A progressive voice from Manitowoc to Janesville. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matner with your headlines. Income and wealth inequality are higher in the U.S. than nearly every other country in the world. A report from a U.S. House Select Committee says that in 1965, the difference in pay between a CEO and employees was 20 to 1. Last year, that number jumped 400 to 1. The minimum wage in Wisconsin is $7.25 an hour, 29.9% of what a living wage should be in the state. An Iowa County man is facing up to 36 years in prison and $60,000 in fines or both for allegedly filing fraudulent Wisconsin income tax returns for 5 years. 55-year-old Jeffrey Hirsch is being prosecuted by the Iowa County DA's office after an investigation by the Wisconsin Department of Revenue. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK, 540 AM.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Join Max Inc. Radio this New Year's Eve as we present live at thespaceship.tv. Max Inc. Radio will broadcast live from the spaceship.tv studios 6 p.m. to midnight, plus live performances from the Civil Engineers. Linda and the Zeros. Porky's Groove Machine.
The Spice Girls, muy caliente.
Live streaming video at thespaceship.tv and live on this Civic Media station. Let's party New Year's Eve starting at 6 p.m. live from thespaceship.tv. Happy New Year's from Civic Media and Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Finish your high school diploma for you and your family. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, and I'm really glad, Julie, that you decided to hang on, and I'm really glad that you decided to have a dialogue and a conversation and with me. And I want to begin as a guy who's watched Donald Trump over the last 50 years and know of his lack of character and his criminal involvement in over the last half century, there is a record that follows him and had followed him long before Donald Trump ever became president of the United States, his lack of character. And so people who knew who and what Donald Trump was even before he decided to join the Republican Party. You know, Donald Trump was a Democrat, supported the Democrats for all of those decades, and he's a chameleon, and he saw an opportunity to jump sides and get an opportunity to wind up as the president of the United States. Donald Trump's character is about as bad as any man who's ever set foot in the White House. And there have been some people across the annals of time who weren't the best of character. So he's not the only one, but he's right up there at the top of the list. And so when I hear people say his policies are why we supported him, and so I'm cognizant of policies that Donald Trump had during his 4 years in office. And even having said that, when you look at what transpired on January 6th of 2 years ago, clearly Donald Trump was behind almost all of that. And so to act as if that didn't happen, and to act as if he didn't play a role in that, and to have watched that before the world and know that he was the orchestrator of that, and somehow talk about his policies, I don't know how his policies can even come into play when you saw what took place.
Okay, so, and I agree with you. January 6th, we all think January 6th was awful, horrendous, embarrassing. It's a handful out of the whole population, a handful of nut jobs.
A handful.
Who, I don't know, don't have jobs and showed up at the Capitol.
You call
with
that
their
a handful?
And their psycho
Julie,
crap.
You call that a handful?
Yeah, out of the population of Americans? Out of 140 million people? Absolutely. Absolutely it is. Nobody, what he did was deplorable, ignorant, unacceptable. None of us, embarrassing. So I think he is embarrassing. And I said that before, he's a buffoon. But I think I shouldn't have said maybe policies. I think where we're coming from, and I'm thinking I'm talking for most level-headed, normal, you know, Republicans or independents, hardworking people, we want less government involved in our lives, in our daily lives. We don't need the government to tell us what to do with our bodies, what to do with our, you know, daily lives. How we need to spend our money, that kind of stuff. And I don't know if that's, I'm doing general statements. But the January 6th, nobody other than the, okay, here, you said you went to the rallies, okay? The rallies were a joke. The average person, normal person that voted Republican and happened to have to vote for Trump did not go to a Trump rally. Only bought a MAGA hat as a joke for a Christmas present for somebody, or the cards that he's selling, which is kind of a genius business idea because it's, you know, before Christmas. They're all joke gifts. And anyone who's seriously, you know, it's I'm in love with Trump this, is not, you don't take them seriously, just like you wouldn't for Hillary, if Hillary was selling cards and we all bought
it. Julie, let me stop for a second. I'm really, truly enjoying our conversation, and I wish that we could have more conversations like this.
Yeah.
But let me challenge the less government that Republicans constantly talk about.
Okay, so
the reason government is there in many instances is to protect the American people from corporations who many of us know will do whatever it is to make a buck to poison the American people, to take advantage of the American people. Just because somebody has a business doesn't mean that they're going to do what's in the best interest of people. The buck becomes their god, and they'll do anything possible to make a buck off of the American people. Government.
I agree with that.
Okay, but when we hear people, and I constantly hear people griping about government, we don't have enough government in some instances because government has been bought off. And so both Democrats and Republicans. And so,
Well,
I know, but you can't say we don't want government in our lives because.
Go ahead.
Well, because.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I'm listening to you. Go ahead.
Well, I don't think, you know, absolutely we need government regulations on things. And you're right. There's absolutely, there's corrupt people in every aspect of our life. There's corruption everywhere. But it's all directly related to the politicians. And the government is probably the most corrupt business there is in this country.
No question.
And so that's sad for us, and I think we're the government. We pay for the government to run. We the people need to start saying to all each other, we need to work together, and we need to start getting people into government positions that really want to do stuff, make this country better or make it work better, and really care. Because it's unfortunate when people get into power that takes over, and it's whether it's athletics, whether it's you know you make a lot of money, therefore you have power. Your mind starts to get a little twisted, and you start to think you're God. And I think
that sounds like Donald Trump to me. But go ahead.
Absolutely, absolutely. I think it sounds like Hillary Clinton also. Hillary dug her own grave by saying deplorables. The recording of her saying deplorables, that did her in. It wasn't Jim Comey.
Okay,
it wasn't.
As you know, and yes, she mentioned deplorables, and so
like she's better than everybody else.
Well, you know, so when I hear. So that's the reason people thought that Donald Trump was a much better.
No, I think that got some of the people that were undecided and maybe a little leery of Hillary with some of the email discussions and how the country was running. I think that got the people that were in the middle or the independents that swung their vote then to Trump. I don't think they wanted Trump either, but the choices we had were awful. Between the two of them were awful. And just and then I'll let you go because I know you have other callers. Just remember that we voted for Barack Obama for two terms. This is not a racist country. He was a great president.
Well, I know, but Julie, when you make a statement that this is not a racist country, and you say that to a black person. Who's lived in the country all of their lives and who've experienced racism and bigotry. Wait, no, hold on. I mean, on a daily basis and continues to deal with that. You can't make blanket statements that is not what it has been and what it continues to be.
I unfortunately think that's what we've been driven to, it's just ingrained in our minds.
That what?
And we don't want to say
what's
there's good
what,
people.
What's ingrained
that
in
help
our what,
other people?
What's ingrained in our minds that it's a racist country?
That most of us people like and that white man bad, white middle aged, hardworking man bad.
Listen. Judge people individually. I do that. But at the same time, at my age, I know what the history of our nation is. And I'm not going to, ignore it. Julie, what is happening in this country? What is happening?
We've done so much better than we used to.
Okay, so but so much better, Julie. So much better is not acceptable to people who have been discriminated against for no other reason other than because of the color of their skin. The fact that people say it's better than it was is not acceptable. It should have never been there.
How are we going to change the past?
I'm talking about the future and the present. The present still has the same vestiges of the ugliness of the past. It may not be as overtly done as it was before, but as a person of color who's lived here in this country for 68 years. You can't tell me that things have gotten progressively better. They have not. And so when people push back on that, it frustrates some in this country.
Yeah, I can understand that. I can't relate fully to that.
Nobody can fully relate to it unless it's happened to them. Okay.
Right.
And that's what's at the root of all of this.
I hope people of every color, at least this is me talking, realize that most of us white people, we really do love everybody. You know what I mean? I mean, obviously we're all going to be different. And that's what's great is, you know, there's different cultures and there's different, we like different things. That's okay. It's okay if we don't like exactly what everybody else likes. That doesn't mean we're racist. And I think what's sad is that.
We live in a racistic society. There's no question whatsoever about that. The society is racistic. It's been that way from the inception of it. There are still systems in place that make it difficult for people of color to get a fair shot in America. We need to be honest and forthright and open about that. And I know you're a good person. But that doesn't mean that the society itself is good. Not when it comes and it has all these things that prevent equality and justice in it.
Okay, just think of this and then I hear your music. Why is it okay during COVID that black farmers got assistance and white farmers didn't?
Let me say this. It was racist when black farmers, black people who were enslaved and were not given any land at all, European farmers came here and were given all kind of land free. Was that fair? Was that right?
No.
Okay,
no,
so.
But we're talking about now.
Well, we can't ignore yesterday and say, let's start right now from this point and forget about all the injustice that happened before. Let's just start with now. That's not how it works. Thank you very much. I really appreciate the conversation.
Okay.
I respect you tremendously. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be back.
Mental health challenges impact us all in some way. Milwaukee County Behavioral Health Services is working hard to meet these challenges, ushering a new model of mental health care, redesigned with you in mind. This community-based system meets people where they're at, with culturally competent services, better access, and no wrong doors to begin the journey. Milwaukee County Behavioral Health Services, here for you, close to home. If you or someone you know is experiencing a mental health emergency, contact 414-257-7222.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
What is dedication?
People ask, how your children learn how to ride a bike and you didn't. I just created an environment where they taught themselves and all I had to do was be there.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Weather in a Moment brought to you by Wishkosh, providing technical assistance to workers, help with OSHA contract language, referrals to legal and health professionals, and assistance on safety and health. Call 414-870-3060. That's 414-870-3060.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. A winter storm watch begins at 6 a.m. Thursday morning and continues until 6 a.m. Saturday morning. Highs level off around 25 this afternoon under partly cloudy skies. Northwest winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Lows around 4 above tonight. 25 tomorrow, overcast. 5 to 10 inches of snow tomorrow night through Thursday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 25 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Butler to Windlake, always streaming at waukradio.com.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. And I just want to really say to you, Julie, out of all the years I've been on radio and had discussions, that is the best call I've had in any discussion dealing with race in all the years that I've been on the air. It truly is, Julie, and I want to thank you. You know, when we talk about saying, well, can we have a discussion on race? People always say that. Can we have a discussion on race? And many times you can't begin to have it because people's emotions, get carried away with them. And so we can't have the discussion because people get into their feelings and emotions. But clearly, Julie is an honest person. And really does understand what is taking place, what has happened in this country, what is happening in this country, and she's really trying to find out. But make no mistake about it, you know, we can't say, you know, it's a great country and things are better than what they were. I mean, you know, when we're talking about where they were, you know, and how far we've come from where they were, come on. You're talking about one of the worst things that ever happened in the history of mankind. And it happened in this country. So, you know, and then to say, let's just, you know, she didn't say this, but there are those who'll say, let's get beyond it. Well, we can't get beyond it until the dialogue is right. And the dialogue has to deal with what took place. And I don't know if this nation will ever get to a point. As a matter of fact, this nation is never going to get to a point where it's adult enough to deal with what, not only what took place in this country, but what is even taking place today as we speak, Connor. I mean, the field is not level. The playing field is not level. It has never been level, and it's not level now. And be they Democrat or Republican, feels not going to be level. So the question becomes, you know, why is it not level? Why won't we in this country admit that it's not level? You know, you didn't have anything to do, you know, with slavery, those whites of today. Nobody's saying you did. But, man, you know, the damage that was done for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years, you know, has some carryover. Let's go to Corinna. Hey, Corinna, how you doing? Thank you very much for the call. How you doing, my friend?
Hi, good morning. Well, you know what? You're absolutely right. I tell you, I'm an immigrant, right?
Right.
So I would say this. For a people who's coming in this country, unless they're white, and even not as white, they have no idea how racist this country is. Because I'm technically white. And I cannot even imagine how many times I would have a conversation with all Caucasian people, and all of a sudden it turns completely racistic where I have to stop and say, you know, guys, I don't want to be a part of it. And it's absolutely normal. Nowadays, because I speak with accent and everybody can understand that I'm from Russia, even that gives me a start, because people, depends on people, will react differently where I'm from. My mother is Jewish. My father is Armenian. So I know what the discrimination is. This is why I ran from Russia here. So I'll stop being discriminated. So my child will not going to be discriminated. But every time something happens, always you're going to bring up, this country brings up Jewish all the time. Slavery, horrible. White people in this country trying to pretend it's never happened and give a little thanks to say, oh, we're doing something. Like February, the shortest month of the year.
Hey, Corinna, Corinna, do me a favor. We've got to go to a break. Call back, because we got a kind of a top of the hour break. But I want to hear you and give you a chance. Call back. 844-967-2789 is the number. What say you? You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
You've got questions about navigating the healthcare system? Kristen Lyerly helps us find answers and discusses other issues at the intersection of healthcare and politics. Hometown Health, Thursday mornings at 7:30 on Up North News Radio.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha. Live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.